I am Archbishop John Barwa SBD of Cuttack Bhubaneswar Archdiocese in Odisha, India.
Why do you observe 25th August as Kandamal Day, and when was this instituted?
India witnessed the largest communal violence against the Christians in Kandamal in Odisha in 2008. Over 395 churches and places of worship which belonged to the Adivasi and Dalit Christians were destroyed. 5,847 houses were burned and looted. Over 100 people were brutally massacred. More than 2 women were subjected to rape, molestation, and humiliation. Several educational institutions, social service centers, and health centers were destroyed. More than 56,000 people were displaced. Over 28,000 people were in the relief camps. Above 12,000 children suffered and lost their schooling for a year. In order to commemorate the day and pay homage to the deceased who lost their lives, we observe the Kandamal Day.
So how do you intend keeping up this day?
Over 10,000 people gather at Jeevu Daigiri in Kandamal from morning 10 to evening 4 on this day. The day is intended to be in prayers, public meeting, rally, presenting the memorandum, speeches by the eminent speakers and social reformers and church leaders.
So who is taking the initiative to organize these programs? Is it the church only or any other organizations?
The People's Movement, that is survivors of Kandamal persecution, take initiative to organize the program together with different churches in Kandamal. Like-minded Hindus, Muslims join this day. The People's Forum called Kandamal Nyaya Shanti Sadbhavana Samiti takes the lead.
What do the victims and survivors expect from the government now when they are almost nearing a decade-long suffering?
Survivors' demand is for justice and adequate compensation, which follows: number 1, implementation of Supreme Court verdict of August 2, 2016. Enhancement of the compensation up to 15 lakhs of rupees for the death in line with the Muzaffar Nagar violence cases. Reopen 315 closed or acquitted cases of violence. Announce special packages for repair and reconstruction of the houses destroyed and damaged which are not yet done. Open separate minority council like Adivasi council in each of substantially minority centered districts. Establish Odisha Minority Commission at the earliest. Avail minority schemes and scholarship timely. Scrap Odisha anti-conversion law and Presidential Order 1950, Para 3, to make religion neutral and delink it from affirmative action.
Pope Francis in the recent motu proprio states that those who have freely offered their lives for others could be considered for sainthood. So what about our Kandamal brothers and sisters who have sacrificed their lives for their faith?
Efforts are on and team is constituted to authenticate and make study about the people sacrificed their lives for faith. Once we complete our efforts in authenticating this people's life given, sacrificed for faith, we proceed with further procedural matters.
How much of rebuilding of churches and houses is accomplished so far, dear Bishop?
So far, 60% of rebuilding of churches and houses has been accomplished. We are continuing our efforts, making the survivors' expectations known to the government officials. I believe to pursue our efforts, we need prayerful support, cooperation, and collaboration from all sections until justice and adequate compensations are received.
Have you anything more to tell us?
We have journeyed in this path for past 9 years, and we have experienced powerful support, encouragement from each one of you through your prayers and financial contributions. At the same time, we look forward for your continual support and encouragement. God bless you.
Thank you, Bishop, for enlightening us on the significance of Kandamal Day.